It has begun, the transformation of the tech giants into Orwellian Ministry of Truth thought police is finally complete. They are now deplatforming anyone who promotes a Trump rally, and they are deplatforming anyone who mentions the name Eric Charamella. Eric Charamella is the deep state CIA plant who is falsely labeled the, quote, whistleblower. In fact, he's not a whistleblower. He is a deep state plant who has been fabricating fake accusations against President Trump by order of John Brennan and Adam Schiff since 2016. Eric Charamella is being protected by the media, which has completely blacklisted his name. Even Fox News has ordered its own host not to mention this man's name. And now the tech giants, Facebook, Google, YouTube, Twitter, and others say that if you dare mention the name Eric Charamella, that's spelled C-I-A-R-A-M-E-L-L-A, I believe, by the way, in case you'd like to type it in on Facebook. If you dare mention that name, you will be deplatformed, censored, banned, whatever. So we've arrived at this point now where the Ministry of Truth is real and they're trying to memory hole the name of an individual that they say is so important that he has information that could bring down President Trump. But of course, there's zero transparency here. You're not allowed to know the name of the person. You're not allowed to cross-examine this witness. You're not allowed, in fact, to question anything that comes out of the secret KGB-style old Soviet Union secret police bunker testimony that Adam Schiff is just whipping up out of nothing. So it's a secret impeachment with secret trials, secret witnesses, secret testimonies, secret transcripts, and you're not allowed to know any of it. You're just guilty, and you can't even face your accuser. You don't even know what you've been accused of. You don't get a chance to correct the record, nor to defend yourself. What else is new? And this is exactly the way the tech giants are running things and have been for 3 years, where they censor you, and then they allow defamation of you to take place while all of your critics are given top rankings on Google and Facebook and YouTube, but you are blacklisted and censored so people can't even find you. All of us in the independent media have experienced this for several years. What a criminal racket this has now become. It's unreal. Where, think about it, Facebook determines what you are allowed to speak or not speak. It's the speech police and the thought police. They get to determine what you are allowed to read or not read, what you're allowed to share. That's right. And YouTube and Google are exactly the same. Twitter's the same. And that's why we have reached this point now where it's clear that these tech giants are complicit in a conspiracy of treason, criminal treason against the United States of America. It's time for Trump to have them arrested. The CEOs, Jack Dorsey, should be in prison. Sundar Pichai should be in prison. Zuckerberg should be in prison. I don't know who the CEO of YouTube is. I think it's a woman. She should be in prison too. They should all be incarcerated. These tech giants should be shut down, dismantled. Trump should seize their domain names, shut them down, stop them from carrying out their acts of treason against the United States of America. They are blatantly violating the First Amendment rights of the American people. They are blatantly rigging the elections. They are blatantly committing crimes by violating the civil rights of American people. In other words, it's a criminal censorship operation, and it's coordinated to protect one political party, which is the Democrats, while punishing the opposition, conservatives, Trump, GOP, what have you. That's what's going on today. And we, the people, have every right to demand that these tech giants be dismantled and that their top managers and CEOs be arrested and charged with treason, which carries the death penalty in a court of law. By the way, that moment has come to demand that they be arrested and charged with treason. Because where does this go from here? Well, it's very clear that the tech giants just keep expanding what they're going to censor, i.e. shrinking the Overton window, which is the window of allowable speech in society, to the point where if you're pro-Trump, you just won't even be allowed to be online. You won't ever be allowed to say anything positive about Trump. In fact, Facebook has had a policy for months that says you can't cite Alex Jones. You can't even mention the name Alex Jones unless you are condemning Alex Jones. So if you say that Alex Jones is, you know, something mean and nasty, then yeah, that will be allowed on Facebook. But if you say that Alex Jones is a great American patriot and hero, you will be deplatformed. Your post will be deleted. You'll be cut off. And that is what's coming now for anyone who mentions Trump, or anyone who loves America, anyone who questions the transgenderism indoctrination of children. You will be censored and deplatformed. And I ask you, why are the American people still standing for this? Why are we putting up with this? This isn't America, where you can't speak unless Mark Zuckerberg likes what you want to say. Who the F elected Mark Zuckerberg? Nobody. He's not elected. None of these people are elected in these tech giants. They are violating the First Amendment rights. They're getting away with it because the American people are asleep, mass medicated, fluoridated, brains poisoned with 5G telecom, you know, which is pushed by Google as well. The American people are asleep. And so the tech giants are getting away with this, at least for now. But I predict there will be an uprising against these tech companies. And anybody who is working for the tech giants today, mark my words, they are just like the guards who worked for the concentration camps in Nazi Germany, or the guards who manned the Berlin Wall to make sure that East German socialist citizens could not escape the hellhole in which they were trapped, which was East Germany. If you're working for Google, you are committing evil. If you're working for Facebook, you are part of the evil cabal, an evil conspiracy against freedom, against the freedom of speech, against truth and America, and independent journalism, freedom to think. If you're working for YouTube or Facebook or Twitter, you are taking part in an evil machine that is seeking to crush human freedom, communist Chinese style. It's the same kind of dark, twisted philosophy that's used in China to capture political prisoners and harvest their organs and then execute them. And that is what leftists are supporting in America now. By supporting this censorship, they are supporting corruption, they are supporting criminality, and they are creating circumstances that will result in massive human oppression, suffering, political executions, the silencing of dissent, and the collapse of America into a dystopian, sci-fi, Orwellian dark future. That's what leftists are demanding, and they claim that they stand for anti-fascism. I mean, give me a break. These leftists who are doing this censorship, they are the fascists. It was the fascists who burned the books. It was the fascists who had the brown shirts running around beating up people, just like left-wing Antifa today. They're triggered by the MAGA hat. They see a MAGA hat, they go berserk like demons showed in the cross. Rawr! And they have to attack violently, try to murder anybody in sight. They're lunatics. They're leftists and they're demons. Some combination of all of that is what has emerged now in the dark, twisted hearts of leftists, if they have hearts at all. It's insane what we're now seeing. It's insane. So you might ask, how does any of this stop? Well, there are really only two ways that this stops. Number one is the regulatory way. And then the second way is the people rising up and marching in and occupying and dismantling the tech giants. And frankly, either one of those is justified at this point. The regulatory way would be if Trump or the FTC, for example, came in and said, you know what, Facebook, we're going to regulate it like a public utility. You can't censor people based on their political beliefs or the color of their speech. So let's see if that decision comes down or not, and what might happen as a result. But if it were going to come down, what's the big delay? Why hasn't it already been issued? So I tend to think that government's going to do nothing. You notice how the Republicans just roll over and surrender because they're just weak-minded, spineless, meek, pathetic pieces of crap like Jeff Sessions. Or these rhinos, I don't know who else, like John McCain, who already died and went to hell. But he's such a piece of filth, anti-human filth. He set up President Trump, by the way. He was part of the deep state to take down Trump. I'll cover that in another podcast. But the Republicans are doing nothing to stop the censorship by the tech giants. which leads me to believe that a day is coming when the people will rise up and occupy the buildings of Facebook and Google and YouTube and Twitter, and they will dismantle those companies server by server, cubicle by cubicle, desk by desk. Imagine a million people descending on Facebook and saying, enough is enough. We can no longer tolerate this criminal censorship, this deprivation of basic human dignity that these tech giants are committing against tens of millions of Americans. It cannot be tolerated in a free society. Otherwise, we have no democracy remaining because of the level of evil that these tech giants have committed. It's similar to the level of evil of the people who ran the Third Reich's concentration camps that deprived human beings of their right to exist. That's what Facebook is doing in the modern age. To exist in modern society, you have to be able to speak online. You have to be able to interact online. To have a career, to keep your job, you have to be able to engage electronically, digitally. And that's what Facebook and the tech giants are crushing. And that is why they are just as evil as the people who carried out the crimes of the Third Reich back in World War II, of course. Think about all the lives that have been destroyed by these tech giants, the evil that has been committed by these tech companies. And then you start to get a sense of probably the level of anger and outrage that we may see emerge from all of this. That's why I wouldn't be surprised at all. So to sum up, I should remind everyone, do not initiate violence, because what Facebook is doing is wrong. And it would be wrong to carry out violence against Facebook employees, but it would be right for them to be arrested under the rule of law, under orders from President Trump. It would be right to see their companies dismantled and to see their managers incarcerated and indicted for treason. That would be correct. But I don't support carrying out vigilante violence against these individuals. I am a law and order due process person, which is why I insist that due process be applied and that our due process, our constitutional rights, our First Amendment rights, Second Amendment rights, Fourth and Fifth Amendment rights, 10th Amendment, and so on, be respected, which is what the tech giants are violating. And that's why they need to be taken down by the Trump administration. It's time to literally dismantle and shut down Facebook, Google, YouTube, and Twitter. Take them offline, take them down, seize their domain names, seize all of their bank accounts. And by the way, Apple is part of this as well. They will ban your app if you don't conform to their speech, which is, of course, all anti-Trump hatred, pro-Antifa, you know, left-wing lunacy. So all these tech giants need to be taken down. We would all be much better off in society if Apple did not exist, if Tim Cook were in prison, if Google did not exist, if Facebook and so on did not exist and all their CEOs were in prison. We would have a much more fair and just and safe society where freedom of speech and other liberties would be respected. So follow the law and pray that Trump invokes the law to take down these criminals. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. You can hear my videos and podcasts at Brighteon.com. Thank you for listening. If you want to make it through these trying times, you're going to need full cognitive function. You're going to need your mental faculties. And there's no better way to achieve that than to turn to good nutrition, brain-supporting nutrition. That's what we offer at the Health Ranger store. We do more testing than any retailer in the world to make sure that you have the cleanest food in the world, because I believe that that's how we change the world. We change the world through clean food. We help people live better, think better, and we get better results in the world. It all starts with food and nutrition. Check it out. We have over 700 products now at healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for your support.